Dude, it. I got my new phone. I don't know if I've like told this on the podcast yet or not, but I got my new phone like in the beginning of this week, and I was like in the process of shifting old stuff from my old phone to the new phone, and I came across this audio file that was made maybe 3 years ago. At like 3 a.m. at the night, so like maybe 2018, maybe 2017 ish, 3 years ago. No, it was definitely 2017. At 3:30 in the morning, 3:29 to be exact. And the wording in that recording, it's like a very short recording, which is like understandable given that it was like 3:30 in the morning. But I say that I in that one recording I say that like I'm just gonna read it out. You said you found many friends, but that wasn't true at all. You say you found too many friends because you don't want to see me hung up on you. I don't know what this recording was about. I don't remember recording this at all. I have like zero memory of recording this. I have like a vague idea who might this be about. But like, yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like you said you made too many new friends. But that wasn't true. This section makes sense. Okay, like somebody is saying that they made new friends, or like maybe someone moved. Maybe we had like a falling apart with a friend, and like now we are reconnecting, and now they are telling me that they don't have any trouble making friends anymore. Like it could be like a very socially awkward person who had trouble making friends prior to this, or it could be someone who who got. It could be very clearly be for someone who had like toxic friendships and like came out of like a really bad toxic friendship and like just didn't know what to do. So they didn't trust anyone, and like maybe somebody I knew was trying to help them, but like they were not letting down their walls. The first part makes sense, right? The second part is you said you made too many friends because you didn't want to see me hung up on you. Like, what? That makes absolutely zero sense to me right now. Like, I don't know. What? Like, this is the most fun thing ever, going through old recordings. Or like old stuff that I've like written down in my phone, because I have like zero idea what the line was about or what the recording was about or in which context they were written. I mean, obviously, like if I wrote something yesterday, I would remember it. But like if it was like 6 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago. I have no context. It could very easily be a quote from a book that I could possibly plagiarize, and I wouldn't know. Which is ridiculous. Like, I really need to start putting like quotation marks on quotes or the things that I directly pick up from books or places. But like, yeah, this one recording makes absolute zero sense at all. Like, you said you made new friends, but that wasn't true at all. You said you made new friends because you wouldn't. Wait, what the fuck? Whoa, wait, God, I may be a genius. Wait, okay, so maybe this was in 2017. In 2017, I was in like 11th grade, I think. No, I finished 11th grade in 2017. And started 12th grade. So like that had to be the time when I had like started my first job. And oh, okay. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. But it also kind of does now, maybe. Maybe this was written from my perspective, but in second person. Like, would I lie to someone and tell them that I have moved on from them, even though I haven't, but they seem worried for me? Honestly, yeah. Would I? Like, right now, I know I would, but like 3 years ago was like a completely different me. The me who had zero like control on her anger, who was always pissed off at her friend, who was always so angry. Holy shit, it is about me. Oh my God. Okay, look, maybe it is about this situation. I don't know because I don't really know what month it was in, because I had changed phones back then. So like this recording has been in my phone since 2017 or something. A friend had like a friend had participated in declamation competition in school, but like they didn't win. And like there were two of these friends, like they didn't win, and like but both of them had like real high expectations that they were definitely gonna win, but unfortunately they didn't, and they took that loss to their heart, I guess. And like they started hanging out much more often. They would often bicker about the competition, like even after 6 months after the competition was done, and like they had both gone to like state level championships and like won there, but like still they were bitter about this one school level competition, IDKY. But like one of the person who was like two there were two friends, no, like I was an okay-ish friend to one person, but the other person I was like close to somewhat, or at least I thought I was. And like they started distancing themselves away because they were like so wrapped up in this like judges being unfair, and like constantly just bitching about how unfair that competition was, and like obviously they would want to hang around with someone who would understand that feeling. And like then I just stopped like talking to them. I don't know, like not talking to them, I'd like still talk to them, but there like for a while there was like a layer of superficiality on our friendship, and like those were like, yeah, it felt sad, because like it was the last year in school, and I had genuine high hopes that we would become like cool best friends, but we didn't. It could have been that. It could have. I'm like completely. I know completely well, or like I remember it well, that they didn't like really ask how I was the entire year. But this is something that I would like completely do. Like I would make up a scenario in my brain. Oh my God. God, I'm such a genius. Like I know I'm not, but it feels good. You said you made new friends, but that clearly wasn't true. So basically, okay, if that was the scenario I had written about, this situation would be them asking if I'm okay, and me saying, yeah, I am, and like I've made new friends, which is like something so good. Oh my God, I am the socially awkward person in this conversation. Okay, that would be like them asking if I'm doing okay, and me saying, yeah, you are. me saying, yeah, I am, like, I made new friends and all. And that could be like the paragraph or the whatever, the two liner, four liners, whatever, in my voice notes could be like them in their monologue brain going, you said you made too many friends, but that clearly wasn't true. You said you made too many friends because you didn't want me hung up on you. Oh my God, I'm such a genius. Even if it wasn't like actually related to that situation at all, even the fact that I just made up, I possibly made up an entire scenario that was already in my brain, that was already supposedly in my brain. Fuck. Either I was a genius back then or I am a genius now, putting context to this very uncontextable sort of thing. Is so funny. Oh my God. I am the socially awkward person I was in 2017. Less so now, thanks to the podcast and all, and like internet and like having good online friends. Not Twitter friends, like maybe Twitter friends that moved to WhatsApp or Instagram. Twitter makes me really insecure. But yeah. I'm still so socially awkward. Like, I don't really even know at this point how to talk to my cousins. It's like really embarrassing. Okay, I'm gonna stop shaming myself now. I'll see you tomorrow. Love. H.